Hey, we back with a motherfucking another episode of the motherfucking factory, nigga. Yeah, it's been a while, but a nigga back. I got Ari right here with me, but she over here acting foolish, you heard? She just got blocked off her little cousin Instagram.
I did not get blocked.
She got blocked, y'all. Let me tell y'all something about these little baby little Looney Tunes that's running around out here. See, they think they slick, but they ain't slick. But we got a lot to talk about. It's been a minute, you know what I'm saying? Last episode, formerly known as, was about Kanye West. He's still out here fucking tripping. You know what I'm saying? He tripping. He ain't changed shit. But it's a lot of another motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of other little rappers out here that came out since our last episode. Million not here today, y'all. Million has become a daddy. And he gone for a while, you know what I'm saying? You know when somebody become a daddy that whole first year, they gone. They like in the sunken place. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Million Man, you need to tune in, man. It's going to be a good episode. Ari right here, Romeo here, Zeus out on the balcony. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. He holding it down.
They don't even talk.
Listen, they talk. They just don't talk to you. Just like your cousin. Like, she don't want you on their lives. Who don't want you on his lives?
He has zero content.
Yeah, no, I got content. This is just the introduction. You can't just write on into it. People want to hear something. Niggas want to laugh. You know what I mean? Niggas probably riding, smoking a blunt, and wait till the smoke laughing. That's the content you get here on the motherfucking factory. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to hear my, not your grandma's. Pasta in there.
Don't worry about this pasta. But nah, yeah, man. So, what we gonna call today's episode?
Nacho Mama Spaghetti.
Nacho Mama Spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? If it's Nacho Mama Spaghetti, whose spaghetti is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, because don't nobody want that dot from the project spaghetti. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oodles and noodles and shit that they made. They just didn't put the little salt packet in. And they put some fucking tomato sauce on it. Y'all don't want that. That ain't love spaghetti.
Not your mom's spaghetti. It's not about your mom's spaghetti. It's just the fact that I made it, you didn't, spaghetti.
What?
It's for ownership of how you make the spaghetti.
See, y'all, she got me up here. She got me up here talking about spaghetti. She got me up here talking about spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? Well, did y'all... Listen. Let's get into something real quick while it's on my mind. While I got these glasses on. They're not mine.
I don't even know you got glasses on.
Nah, they do. Listen. Do y'all realize that motherfucking... all these shootings that's happening and shit? People just shot up the Walmart. They shooting up random shit. You know what I'm saying? And they American terrorists. And now they, you know, I see a lot going on social media. They want to blame Trump. They want to blame everything. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? You drop some corn. You know what? People need to start arming themselves, man. For real.
What kind of audience are you curating? Because I don't want no shooters listening to an audience.
Yes, I do. You see? Because if you walk up into a Walmart... and you think about shooting the motherfucking place up. Soon as you let off them. Soon as you let off them. Whoa, I didn't do that shit. Mm-hmm. Soon as you. I'm in the middle of something.
You learn how to put shit in the dishwasher.
Listen.
He sat here and freaking burned my measuring cups in the dishwasher. There's a hole through them.
You know we got a real audience, right? And they listening.
No, they don't. Really, no.
Yeah, they are.
No.
They are. I'm serious. But yeah, so, you know, if you walk into a Walmart and you let off a few rounds and everybody in the Walmart strap, as soon as they hear you let off, grata, you know what I'm saying? Grrr, whatever you want to do. And niggas start busting back. Boom, 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 boom. And it's a full-on shootout going on. Boom, boom, boom. You come in thinking you about to be on some old turn around and die shit. And somebody start busting back like, oh, hell no, nigga. Straight from the, you know, they in the middle of stealing they shit. in the self-checkout line, and then you know how people don't be scanning shit, and then boom, they pull out Glock. Boom, boom, boom. They hit the fucking the terrorists. This is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That if those same people were armed and start busting at the terrorist dude, boom, boom, hit him, boom. You think he would have kept shooting that motherfucker up? Hell no. He'd have thought twice. Motherfucker, we need to all arm ourselves so motherfuckers would think twice before they run up in there. Remember when they was talking about making it so that the teachers would carry guns in school?
They
should have been did that. That been should have been a thing. But only problem with that is, I done had some motherfucking teachers in my day that I know if they had a gun, my ass would have been shot. You know what I'm saying?
Have you heard of a shooting happening in Florida?
I don't know.
Not after that.
Mm-mm. But yeah, I know if a few teachers had guns back when I was in school, my ass would have been shot. I had this teacher, Miss Davis, right?
Miss Davis. You shouldn't be mentioning people's names like that. You better blur her name out.
Her real name is not Miss Davis. I already did that. God. Well, you need to get into the podcast world, okay? Listen.
Oh,
I already do that. You think my teacher real name was Miss Davis? Her name was Miss Charlene. No, I'm just playing. Her name wasn't Miss Charlene either. But I already changed the name. But let's just call her. You know what? We're going to give her a new name. Her name was...
Beepity
boppity boo,
bitch.
TT. We're gonna call Miss TT. And Miss TT, right? She was one. Yeah. Miss TT, right? She was one of them teachers who was like bad for teaching. You know what I'm saying? She taught math. And she's teaching math to a bunch of horny ass eighth grade boys, and she walk around with this big ass booty in the class like this, just ass.
I don't see that.
Yes, they know what I'm talking about, ass. And I knew she had ass because when my father came to the parent-teacher conference, he didn't give a damn about what she was saying about my grades. He was just staring at ass like, oh yeah,
that's horrible.
Oh yeah, horrible, terrible. He was like, damn. When we left, the first thing he said was, damn.
My secret sauce to
man, my... Man, nobody telling your secrets?
Not your mama's pasta. It's Heinz.
Listen, we don't do corporate marketing in here.
Another thing on your sponsorship.
We're not selling out.
Somebody gonna be like, yeah.
The factory. We don't sell out at the factory. But listen, Miss Dave, Miss TT.
Eat the butter? Oh my God.
Yo, I'm trying to do something. So, she in there trying to teach. You know what I mean? She got this big ass booty or whatever, and it was sitting nice. And we all looking. This shit is just a whole distraction. Like, I don't know what the fuck she was talking about at that point. At that age, we just looking at ass. Yes, Miss TT. Yes, Miss TT. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm talking about how. Listen, let me finish the story. People like hearing about ass, so I'm just giving them the content they want to hear about. Listen. So, if she had a gun. Wow, my class was in there, a few of us would have been shot. Me included. We were bad. Like, really bad. Like, horrible. Like, I would have shot me as a student. No, I wouldn't have shot me, but I would have been very upset. Like, yo, we had a eighth grade trip. We were supposed to all go to, like, Dorney Park. I forget what it was. And one day I did something real bad. Miss TT had enough. She was like, you're not going on a class trip. She said that straight to me like this. You're not going on a class trip. It's a dub for you. And I was just, my eighth grade little heart was so broken. I knew all the girls was going on a trip. I'm like, oh, I'm really left out. Yo, I followed Miss TT after school. I followed her after school all the way up Main Street. She was going to Subway. I followed her down there. I ain't think she saw me though. Like this. Look. She was walking up there and I was like walking behind her. And I was hoping she ain't see me because I was scared to build up what I was going to say. And I finally, when she came out of a Subway, I just approached her. Like, Miss TT, you really said I can't go on a trip? Like, I want to go on a trip. Like, I'll be better in class. You know what I'm saying? Like, And she was like, you think I ain't see you following me down the street? Oh. I saw you following me down the street. Yeah, I'm like, right. Now imagine if cops had guns. If teachers had guns during that time, and she saw me following up the street after she kicked me on the trip, imagine she'd just turn around, blasted like, boom, 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 fuck, you ain't following me. But Miss TT, she was like, all right, listen, if you better in class for the next week, I consider putting you back on the trip. So now, you know what I'm saying? I'll be back in class and I'll be good. And she finally ended up letting me go on the trip. But I'm just saying, everything has, you know what I'm saying? Every action has a reaction. Teachers having guns is a good thing in a sticky situation like a school shooting. But teachers having guns when ain't no school shooting going on and they just come to work mad that day, who knows what'd happen? You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of things I didn't think about as a kid factoring in now that I know now. You know what I'm saying? About having teachers and shit. I forgot back when you was a kid in school, teachers just seemed like teachers. We neglected to remember that teachers was like real ass people and had real lives. And they be mad about other shit at home. And they come to work just mad and shit. Fuck, some day the teachers come and throw their shit on the table like, huh. Fuck this. Turn to page 7. You be like, damn, what the fuck wrong with her?
Got a little dig last night.
Yeah, like, damn. You forget to say, shit, one time, my stepmother came into the school for a conference with Miss TT. And she ain't like Miss TT. They automatically was beefing. And she was like, oh, she must have been on her period or something. And I was like, damn, you know what? It's probably mad days. She be on her period every month. And this motherfucker. And she just be coming here just mad. Like, all y'all suspended. She choked the student.
Oh.
Yeah. See how the story goes? Miss TT choked the student. And so did Miss Green next door. They fired Miss Green. That ain't her real name, but I just had to think of a color. They fired Miss Green next door. I mean, Miss Green was so fed up with this motherfucker. He was talking shit, and right in the middle of him talking shit. So, giving guns to these teachers is a good idea, but maybe the gun should be locked up like a fucking, That's what need to happen. If ain't nobody said it yet, guns should be locked up.
I don't think they give the guns to the teacher. They give them to, like, a professional trained, whatever, marshal.
No, but I'm saying, imagine the gun locked up in the thing in a box on the wall like how fire extinguishers is locked up, but everybody can't get into it. Only the teacher who got a thumbprint in her class or his class can take it out in an emergency. And if they don't take and if they do take it out any other time other than an emergency, then they know, you know what I'm saying? They just wanted to shoot kids. But that's a good idea. Because there's too many kids, and it just seems it's been so fucked up to the immigrants of our country lately. Like, all these people get killed in the Walmart, then a few days later, y'all going into the chicken plant and just locking everybody up. Like, what is going on? Are they fucking serious? And then the crazy part, it was had me tripping, is that picture they had with all the immigrants lined up with like this. And handcuffs, walking out of the chicken plant. I'm looking at the picture, and I zoom into every picture that I see. And in the picture, if you look closely, some of the immigrants in fucking handcuffs, but they still happy to be on TV.
What?
Yeah, if you look at the picture, I seen one dude like this.
No way.
I swear, bro was smiling at the camera. I'm like, oh, look at the picture. Hold up. Can we pull the picture up? Pull it up on your phone real quick. Open it up. Pull it up. Pull up that picture from Instagram. Y'all can't see.
Posted.
Yeah. Y'all can't see right now, but y'all will see. Y'all will see.
Who posted
it? I don't know. Just Google the immigrants, the chicken factory. Like, You know when they all got deported, they and their kids was left at school, and that picture they put out with them walking. You know what I'm saying? That picture. If you look closely, some of them just happy to be on TV. And I'm like, yo, this is wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, and then the turn to find out the president ain't even know about it, which probably was a lie. Talking about ICE just did it as a situation. They didn't want nobody to know. You know what I'm saying? No, put ICE raid. ICE raid chicken factory, something like that. The chicken plant was the first one.
Right, it's still like a bunch of like...
Yeah, but it was one picture they had up when they was all in a line walking. Yeah. And they was in handcuffs. Yeah, you got us. It's up there somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me that later on.
Yeah, well, I looked at one of the pictures and bro was smiling at the camera. And I'm like, wow, this is nuts. But they can't treat people like this. Can't treat people like this.
And no, they only show that side, but they don't show the other side where it was the CEO from Europe that got kicked out and shit, came in illegally, and the CEO children had to go back to their maids and shit because their parents got deported back to fucking Turkey or some shit like that. They don't put that side though. They don't put the rich folks that they be struggling because their parents they gone because they don't got no papers. How about them? True. What happened to them? They just show it. They just grab this poor little girl. Yeah, cry. But what's the Republican side of the story, though?
True.
Out of those 600 Mexicans, you gonna tell me that those are all fucking Mexican immigrants, and none of them among them were like European immigrants? Come on, man.
I don't know. It's crazy because you don't hear a lot about European immigrants who come here and they just stay. It's so many type of immigrants that come here and just stay. Just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already here. What they gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how they gonna find me out of all the motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? Crazy, crazy, crazy story. Crazy story about an immigrant, right? Crazy story about an immigrant. So I'm not going to say the person I know who had a probation officer. They was on a person I know was on probation. And they said that the probation officer was always tweaking on them. Like, you know, calling them like, oh, you ain't come in. I'm about to violate you. I'm sending you back to jail. You know how they could just send you back to jail at any time for a violation. You know how Meek Mill was going to send back to jail and stuff. So this person had a probation officer that was like that. Like, oh, I'm going to send you back to jail, blah, 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 blah. That's sad. Right. But look, the kicker of it all. A few years later after that, that same probation officer gets locked up and deported because they're here illegally.
Damn.
How the fuck did you become a probation officer and you here illegally?
That's wild.
But you got the power to put people back in jail. Right, so you just gotta think about the whole world and how everything's being operated. It's fucking nuts.
They don't know.
Nobody knows nothing. No, nobody knows nothing that's going on. You just think you know.
Everybody got different views and shit.
Yeah, nobody knows what's going on. We saw the little girl crying. We don't know what happened after the camera went away. Man, for all we know, the little girl was staged. It wouldn't be the first time.
Right, Maria, do it from the camera. Mm-hmm.
You heard about the crisis actors? You heard about that? Crisis actors? Okay, so a crisis actor is a paid person that comes on the scene of something of a crisis, like Sandy Hook shooting in New Jersey. The girl who came and was talking on the camera, oh my God, I can't believe this happened, was the same girl from that Boston bombing video who was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't believe this happened. Was the same girl. What are the odds that same girl was at both crises? Huh. Slim to none. You know what I'm saying? Turns out she's a crisis actor. Because they don't want to just put any person on TV. They don't want to just put any person on TV like, oh my God, No. They want to put somebody who they know is calm and collected and can talk to the camera. Would you like some water?
Nah, when they go to the hood.
When they go to the hood, they make us look like buffoons. I synced it. I synced it all. Yeah, they came in with guns.
Remember the one that turned into a meme? She was wearing a bandana.
Yo, it's ridiculous. Ain't nobody got time for that and all that shit. Like, no, yo, they be making us like straight buffoons. But the moral of the story is, you don't know. And you may never know. But wake up. Keep your eyes on your on the prize, man. And the prize is whatever you need it to be. But wake up. That's the end of this episode of The Factory, you know what I'm saying? I just gave y'all a Dragon Ball Z episode of...
You know, on average, you know, these podcasts be 35 minutes.
I know, this one 20 minutes.
You gotta work on your content.
Hey, listen, this is just a random thought just to let them know I'm back, motherfuckers, I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back. What?
Government's gonna call me. I'm part of society. I don't care.
Yeah, Erudot? No, I'm playing. I don't worry about where she at. She's over here with me. Y'all need to come get her right now. Cause she be turning in. She on the Black Power. Oh man, she gonna be she. Oh, I'm telling y'all, man, she be in here trying to do little heist and stuff. Y'all need to. Nah, I'm playing.
I'm gonna eat it.
Nah, but seriously, y'all need to come get her. Nah, I'm playing. She's cool peoples, y'all. Don't come get her.
Bye.
All right, y'all. That's enough for the day. Factory Romeo, you got anything to say? Yeah, y'all heard it. So we out of here, yo.
You wave goodbye.
Peace.